While the world celebrated Christmas with carols and lights, Padre Pio was captivated by something deeper, the humble love of the baby Jesus. His perspective might just change how you see this season. Stay tuned to discover what Christmas truly meant to him.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Now let's dive into today's story. As the Christmas season draws near, let's pause for a moment to reflect on how deeply Padre Pio lived this sacred time of year. In his letters, especially those found in Padre Pio of Pretlucina, Letters Volume 2, we see how Christmas for him wasn't just a feast to celebrate. It was a mystery to live. It was a time when his soul felt renewed, almost reborn. In a heartfelt letter to his spiritual daughter, Raffaellina Cerase, he pours out his soul. When the Holy Novena begins in honor of the baby Jesus, it feels as though my spirit is born afresh to a new life. I feel as though my heart is too small to embrace all these heavenly blessings. My soul felt as though it were disintegrating in the presence of our God, who has become man. Let us open our hearts to the baby Jesus, whose soul was without the stain of sin. We will taste how sweet and gentle it is to love him, to love our God. Isn't that beautiful? For Padre Pio, Christmas was an encounter, a renewal of love in the heart, a fresh experience of God's tenderness. He longed for every soul to feel that sweetness and purity that comes from truly loving Christ. His fellow friars tell us that he placed the nativity scene directly across from his confessional. Imagine that. While hearing confessions for hours, he would lift his gaze and see the Christ child in the manger, reminding him that every absolution, every tear of repentance was made possible because God himself chose to be born among us. Giuseppe Cacioppoli, in his book, Padre Pio, Heavenly Facts and Words of Wisdom, shares a moving memory from Cleonice Morcaldi, one of Padre Pio's spiritual daughters. She said, "At Christmas, the face of Padre Pio was transformed. He was in continual ecstasy. Like Saint Francis, he was seeing a living baby Jesus as he was in the grotto of Bethlehem. He celebrated the three Christmas masses one after the other on the same night. He cried a lot." And then Padre Pio shared a striking insight, one that draws a line between the joy of the season and its profound, quiet core. He said, "In the grotto, baby Jesus cried, suffered, and Mary and Joseph suffered with him. Outside, the angels and the shepherds were singing and were in a state of great joy. But it is better to remain in the company of Jesus." That last line, "it is better to remain in the company of Jesus," gives us the very heart of Christmas. While the world celebrates with music, gifts, and lights, Padre Pio reminds us that the true joy of this season is found in the quiet closeness to Jesus, the God who chose to share in our human vulnerability. It is found in being near the crib, beside Mary and Joseph, sharing not only in their joy, but in their loving surrender. So as we prepare for Christmas, let's do what Padre Pio did. Let's not be so caught up in the celebrations outside that we forget to enter the grotto. Let us open our hearts, as he did, to the baby Jesus. For the greatest gift we've ever been given is Christ himself, God made man for our salvation. May we welcome him with gratitude and love and may that encounter with the Child of Bethlehem stay with us long after the season ends. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.